Hi everyone, my name is Margot Maynard. I'm a senior at Coram Deo and I'll be attending the University of Arkansas this fall. I'm standing here tonight in this light, but I once lived in darkness. I've always been taught the Bible and grew up in a Christian home with parents who modeled and taught me what it looks like to be a faithful follower of Christ. Even though I've had such great role models and leaders in my life, body image and controlling how much I eat has been a struggle since fifth grade. In fact, I can't even remember a time when thinking or worrying about this wasn't on my mind. In fifth grade, I was the tallest person in my class. I was bigger than all my friends, and people would comment on it too. This is when my body insecurity started. I remember in gymnastics class in fourth grade, looking in the mirror and wishing that I could be skinnier and smaller like other girls in the class. I was insecure, and it played into every area of my life. After years of competitive swimming in junior high, I quit after the season my freshman year. After this, I was terrified of getting overweight. I told myself that in order to eat a meal later that day, I would have to work out a certain amount. I would control how much I ate, and any time I went over that, I would feel extremely guilty. I would check how much I weighed probably multiple times a day. Any time I went over what I thought I should eat, I would feel extremely guilty. It probably reached the worst point when I passed out at the state cross country meet my sophomore year. I knew how I was thinking was wrong, and I knew God didn't want me to be living always concerned about what I looked like. Because I was basing my worth and value completely on my appearance and how much I weighed, it caused me to crave others' attention as well as their approval and acceptance. Instead of feeling fulfilled, I felt worn out from always trying to get everyone to like me and feeling like I was failing at looking a certain way. I was being taught that my worth is found in Christ, but if I was honest with myself, I wasn't willing to hand over that part of my life. And because of this, I kept it to myself. I knew that if I admitted it, I would have to do something and I'd have to change. This past summer was a turning point for me. At camp in Haiti, a couple of girls shared that they struggled with similar thoughts and similar habits, and this encouraged me to open up to them and share for the first time that I struggled with these things too. And for a couple of weeks after this, I wrote down a verse that has stuck with me ever since. Psalm 16:11 states, "For you make known to me the path of life, and in your presence there is fullness of joy." For me, I have to focus on what God says about me and what he says in general every single day. It isn't just a one-time and done thing. As John Piper states, every day you have to preach these words to your mind until your heart sings with confidence that you're new and cared for. The world will constantly shout in my face that I'm not enough and my worth is found in what I look like. Focusing on the fact that God has chosen me and I'm his daughter takes away the worry and stress of always trying to be this ideal that I've made up in my head. I'm already exactly who God has created to me, and that created me to be, and that completely changes the game. I once lived in the darkness of being controlled by my insecurity and controlling my eating, but God's light has flooded into my life. If this is something you relate to and you want to experience God's light, let's light up the darkness together. Shine your light with me now.